Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, November 12th, 2018. Today, in 1980, the NASA space probe Voyager 1 made its closest approach to Saturn and took the first images of its rings. On the anniversary of the pogrom night in Mitte, numerous people opposed a right-wing demonstration. According to police, several thousand counter-demonstrators on Washington Square and Marshall Bridge faced a demonstration registered by the alliance Wir für Deutschland, or We for Germany, under the title Funeral March for the Dead of Politics, with around 120 participants on Friday evening. According to police, 1,200 officers were deployed. In the speeches of the counter-demonstrators, the Holocaust was remembered, and the right-wingers were accused of mocking the victims. Banners and signs read, "Diversity instead of hatred," "Never again anti-Semitism or xenophobia of any kind," or "Sad that I have to protest against human hatred." The right-wing demonstration was countered with whistles and shouts of "Nazis out." Previously, as reported by Berlin Briefing, the Berlin-Brandenburg Higher Administrative Court had lifted the ban of the right-wing demonstration. The court called the ban illegal as there was no danger to public order. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD and the police had initially banned the march with 250 registered participants. Geisel had argued that the demonstration, quote, would blatantly negate the moral and ethical significance and meaning of this Memorial Day. Open right-wing extremism under the guise of freedom of expression should not be tolerated. Geisel regretted the lifting of the ban and reiterated his view that the march of the right was a provocation. The senator added that he is convinced, even after the court decision, that this should not be allowed to happen on a day when the world is looking to Berlin. Although the decision of the court was valid, he said that, quote, it is not a free ride for right-wing extremists. Berlin's governing mayor Michael Müller of the SPD, who expressly acknowledged the commitment of the counter-demonstrators, expressed similar sentiments. The demonstration was followed by delays at the Hauptbahnhof because there were numerous counter-demonstrators in the building. Federal police secured the tracks. A police spokesman explained that during the night there were many people in the building because of the stream of demonstrators. In the past, the right-wing alliance We for Germany had demonstrated several times under the motto Merkel muss weg, or Merkel must go. Most recently, on October 3rd, 2,000 people had marched through Mitte, with individual participants showing the Hitler salute. Also, representatives of scientific and religious institutions had demanded to ban the demonstration on Friday evening. An Alliance for Social Justice and Human Dignity had joined the appeal. In the days around November 9, 1938, people of the Jewish faith were arrested and murdered by the Nazis under central control throughout Germany, apartments were devastated, and synagogues were set on fire. The day is now infamously known as Pogrom Night or Kristallnacht. From the point of view of Berlin Airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Daltrup, a growing number of standards and norms makes large construction projects more and more difficult. In an interview, Lütke-Daltrup stated that 20 years ago, we only had 25% of the standards we have today, adding that if half of these were left out, it would generally be easier to build more cheaply and more efficiently in Germany. Lütke-Daltrup has been working for a good 1.5 years on finishing the new Capital Airport BER. It should have been in operation for 7 years by now. However, the opening had to be postponed several times because planning errors, construction defects, and technical problems destroyed the schedules. Lütke-Daltrup's predecessor, Helmut Mehlhorn, had also complained about German regulatory frenzy. While the BER CEO emphasized that the construction standards are not the main cause for the delays, they do contribute to the fact that the airport is not ready. Technical inspections have been going on for a year now and probably will last for another year. Lutke Daldrup is worried that the regulatory hold has not only a bad influence on Berlin. Almost all major projects in Germany have the same problem. Standards go beyond what is reasonable and become counterproductive, stating that, quote, "We tie ourselves up in a regulatory corset and become more and more immobile as a result." As an example, the airport construction chief cited cable routes that had to be extensively renovated in the BER terminal. It is regulated how cables are separated from each other, how they are labeled, how many suspensions have to be in which distances, how cables have to be bent, and so on, and no deviation is tolerated. Behind the growing number of standards, Lutke Daldrup suspects the self-interest of engineers in standardization committees who hoped for expert commissions. He proposed that standards should be limited in time and that a moratorium should be imposed on further rules. Two 16-year-olds were attacked, threatened, and robbed by a group of 6 to 7 young men in the early hours of Saturday morning in Mauer Park. The attackers forced the young people to hand over their wallets, and the frightened victims immediately followed suit. One of the perpetrators took the cash and returned the empty wallets to the owners. The perpetrators then fled, but alarmed police officers were able to arrest a suspect after a search of the area. According to police, no one was injured. In a first report, the German press agency, or the DPA, referring to the Berlin police, had reported a mass brawl of about 100 young people, which was contradicted by the police on Saturday afternoon. A spokesperson, however, pointed out that crimes are regularly committed in the green area on the border between Prenzlauer Berg and Wedding. The park is often visited during the nights by large groups of young adults. Fights, often under the influence of alcohol, and robberies occur frequently. In addition, a group of men known to the police is said to be active in the Mauer Park on a regular basis and responsible for many of the crimes committed. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.